Ciao, ciao, my lovelies, and welcome back to Just Roll With It. If you haven't listened to us before, welcome, hello. We are an anthology podcast, a kind of tasting menu of tabletop RPGs, allowing us to play a variety of games and systems, games that we've been interested in, but just haven't had the time for yet. Life can be so busy. And if we humble performers get you excited to bring a new game to your table, all the better. This is the second character creation episode for our game of Court of Blades, with Astani and Saintguard. Within, you will hear our Skylarks create their paramours, establish their bonds with one another, and finally name themselves. Let's get started. Paramours! We have talked about the optional paramour system of Court of Blades. You, as sort of like long-term project, you have the option of finding someone to be your lover. There are mechanical advantages to having a lover. And so we're going to have each one, since everybody agreed and wanted to have one, everybody's going to get a paramour, and we're going to roll a dice to see how far along you've wooed them. And yeah, does anyone wish to go first in describing their lover?
Can I have a fae?
Absolutely, you can have a fae.
I want a fae lover.
I should put this out there as well. Your paramour can be another player character.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Relationships between PCs do not require a heat clock. They're instead educated as deepening the bonds between characters. PCs can assist their PC when you get the there's still the, like, yeah.
Interesting.
It's a bit different, but it's you can still have a player character as a paramour.
I think I still want a fae, but
yeah,
if one of you wants to seduce me away from my fae, I'm okay with that. I haven't figured out any more than that. I just needed to ask that question.
Would you like some more time to think about it?
Yes, and I would love to hear other people talking about their paramours to give me ideas.
Who wants to espouse upon their lover? On the color of their cheek, on the violet of their eyes, the sweetness of their breath, their grace upon the dance floor.
I do have as one of my contacts a fawning noble.
Go on.
So I'm between that and just making a completely new person.
Fair. Kelsey, any thoughts?
Not yet.
Fair enough. Peter, I know you've got something in mind.
I do? Oh my gosh.
You? I mean, unless you lied to me.
I'm trying to find a good name. And I found this one, Zyra, which, funnily enough, it was used by Vincenzo Bellini for the heroine of his opera, Zyra 1829. Which was based on Voltaire's play, and Vincenzo is just the long form of Enzo, so I'm like, oh, fuck, no, I have to do that one.
What do you know? That was the name I was thinking of giving them.
Zyra?
Uh-huh.
Huh. See? So that's how you know it's fate. I should probably give them a last name at some point, but that seems like work.
Pronouns for Zyra?
She, her.
She, her. All right. Tell me about her.
Oh, gosh. I think we're both learning magic around the same time. Mm-hmm. She's a lot more aware of the harm it can cause and is a little bit more refined in it, whereas I have a little bit more raw talent. So there is that competitive nature to it, as well as like practicing rituals and stuff together, which also leads to maybe eventually, or maybe already having practice do some other kind of rituals, if you catch my drift.
No, I don't catch your drift. Please explain.
Copious amounts of sex.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Depending on how the dice go, of course, with this one.
All right. Any personality
traits? By Rachel Weisz?
Oh, now you're just coming for me.
Is that what you're asking?
No, it wasn't.
Is that not what you're asking? Oh, gosh. I could have sworn that's what your question was going to be.
God damn it, Peter. So, Evie from The Mummy,
No, I was actually thinking, what's her name from
Constantine.
But yeah. But yeah, personality-wise, more like Evie from The Mummy.
excitable, studious, that kind of thing.
Definitely a total nerd, yeah.
Anything else I should know about her?
I think she also does more stage magic, like Enzo does, instead of the street magic that I do.
Is she a noble?
Yeah. Yeah, she's I'm just gonna lean right into it. She is Cinderella and Enzo's kid.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some nobility there. Or at least at absolute minimum, some noble relation.
Like minor noble, I assume?
Family. Sure.
Okay. So like Enzo's not the prince of the house by any means.
Yeah, of course. No, it's not. Like there, he has his own coterie over somewhere else.
Yeah, no, Enzo's the head of the Lavelle house.
Ah, fuck, knew it.
All right, so she's in your house, okay. All right. So now, first roll of the game. I want you to roll me. Or actually, how are you getting to know her? How are you? What action are you using?
Is channel an option?
I mean, you explained to me how you're using channeling to win her to your side.
No, I was going to say, because, you know, we practice the ritual together. But no, I think it is more consort. Like, over time, we just, like, sweet talk and everything. Like, there's that playful banter that becomes a little bit more than just playful banter.
Mm-hmm. All right. You can roll me your consort. First rule of the game.
Put control, or I guess risky standard, because it doesn't even matter.
Noble, it should have a fate. Ooh. Well, that's a...
So that's a one.
One tick. create a clock on your sheet, wooing Zyra, or courting Zyra, and you get one tick on that clock. Y'all have not fucked yet.
We have not.
She's still a little cool towards you.
Yeah. I think there's that acknowledgement that, like, I am her father's student.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her father's student and her mother's apprentice. So, like, she's like, this is really weird.
Yep. So, you're going to have to do a lot more convincing to get her to get over that. All right. That's Zyra. Does anyone else have a paramour they are ready to espouse on?
I think I've figured mine out.
Yes, please.
They use they, them pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
They've introduced themselves to me as Rowan.
Wonderful.
They are a fae of the Seely Court. They have shockingly bright red hair, almost yellow, sort of like honey brown eyes. They call me their little son. Possibly. We'll see. Well, maybe they do, but we don't know if it's affectionate or, like...
mocking?
Yeah. It's, we'll find out based on how I roll. Could be a bit of both.
My mom says she called me her son because I'm bright.
How did you meet Rowan?
At a ball.
Ah.
I'm not sure. Like, they certainly caught my eye. I'm not sure how I caught theirs. Aside from the fact that I'm hot, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's something in you that they find intriguing. But you don't know what yet.
Mm-mm.
Anything about their personality?
I find them hard to read, I think. Like, I mean, they're fae, so they're mysterious for sure. And I feel like I'm always questioning whether or not I've pleased them. And I feel like the fact that they are a puzzle is part of what is drawing me to them. I do think that they, like, obviously fae are mercurial, whimsical, that sort of thing. But mm-hmm. I think that they do have like a gentle kindness to them that comes out rarely. But when it does, it's like impactful.
Do you know why they're in Ilorin?
I have no idea.
Wonderful. Anything else I should know about them?
Nothing that comes to mind, but if that changes, I will certainly let you know.
Wonderful. Kelsey or Saint, have either of you figured out your paramour?
I am figuring it out, but I can talk while I do it. All right,
let's do it then.
Do you want me to roll real quick?
Oh, yes, right. Thank you.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Yes, how are you wooing Rowan?
Dancing. We're dancing.
Hell yeah.
And also, I believe my upon a needle would come into play here.
I think you're correct.
So I should get plus one effect.
All right. To know.
So I will maneuver fortune and hope I get above a 3. Nope.
Woof.
But you know what? Plus one effect.
Yeah, plus one effect. So that means 2 ticks, I believe.
I will take my 2 ticks.
Oh. You dance so beautifully and so well, but, you know, they're a fae, and they're hard to figure out, and you just don't know if you've quite gotten their interest the way you'd like.
Fair enough.
Alas. That's okay. That just means there's time for you guys to do that during downtime or free play.
Sure.
Absolutely going to shove your paramours in as many parts as I can.
Yes, do it.
All right. Now, Saint.
Yes.
What is your paramour's name?
Sophia.
Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
Pronouns?
She, her.
She, her. Tell me about Sophia.
Sophia is a... She is a rhetorician, I suppose you could say. I think she does, like, she does teaching rhetoric. She doesn't really, like, she was a lawyer. She's not anymore. Ilorin's a little bit weird when it comes to that kind of legal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mostly that she just has a way with words. She is somebody who I think is on, like, a contract basis to basically run negotiations, that sort of thing. She also, again, because she talks so well, kind of clinches my character's heart.
Aww.
Yeah.
Poetic?
Extremely. When she wants to. You know, not every situation calls for such.
No. And sometimes hanging pretty words on things just makes them gaudy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where did you meet Sophia?
That is a very good question. I think I met her in... I think it was just by chance, honestly. Like, it was a chance encounter going through probably the gardens. Like, is, you know, that thing of... I was going through there, and Sophia was having, we'll say, a passionate disagreement with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that I think that just caught my attention, and... It's, I guess it's been faded ever since, we'll put it that way.
What does she think of you, do you think? She's so clever with her words. And you're a mercenary, or you were.
I was, but I'm a bravo now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is an appeal to someone who's skilled with a sword, is there not?
There is. Oh, far be it from me to say otherwise.
So I think it's a thing of perhaps we complete each other in some fashion.
You're eloquent with a blade.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
I do have a wit of my own as being part of being a bravo. I'm dashing and all that. You know, just very different vibes, very different energies, but they can fit together like a puzzle.
Yeah. I like it. What does Sophia look like?
She has black hair with like red highlights, like dark red highlights. I think, like, let's see, a little wiry, I think. Hair is in, like, a lot of strands, and, like, she's just, like, isn't necessarily super tall, but, like, kind of more on the lankier side.
Mm-hmm.
I think kind of more paler skin. Gray eyes.
Okay. Any personality markers I should know about? What are her three attractive traits?
That's a very good question. Also, because this is part of having a paramour, edges and flaws are a thing as well.
I was going to wait to do that until you guys completed your cocks. Sounds. If you want to do them now, we can.
Hey, it says at your discretion. It's when you acquire one at your discretion. I can wait. Okay. But right. For, but until, for yeah, I was gonna wait attractive traits, they
were mechanically useful to yeah. Put the mechanics in.
Eloquent, for sure. What else? What other? gotta go through my brain for all the firebrand's traits.
Mm-hmm.
Educated,
of course,
and patient.
Interesting. All right, and how are you wooing Sophia?
We just gotta talk. I don't think I'm gonna. I may be good with the blade, but in the end, it's going to be about making an actual connection.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much you can do to actually impress somebody.
So is that a command or a consort? Or consort. A sway? Yeah. All right. Roll your consort for me.
This is going to be fortune. That's a five.
That's a five. That's two ticks, right?
For
yeah. Two ticks on that clock. I'm very sorry that none of you have gotten a six on your paramour clock yet.
You gotta work for it. It's fine.
You do. Winning someone's heart is work.
It is indeed.
It's a bit of work. All right, Kelsey.
Yep.
Paramour time.
Yep. What was the name? Tell me about them. What was the name of Astanis again?
Rowan,
right. Okay. I wanted to make... I am trying to avoid that thing where I make everything alliterative without meaning to.
You know what? Why don't you just also date Rowan? It's fine.
I mean, if y'all want to fucking compete for Rowan's affection...
Do we have to compete?
No. You're right. Threesomes are...
Why can't this be rivals and lovers?
Yes.
Listen, we'll just be poly. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pick Rowan, but if you did want to pick Rowan, I would be fine with that.
No, I don't think... Well, that could be an option considering also Faye, but it's not where I was going. I was mostly just trying to make sure I don't overlap on the names again.
I gotcha. I just wanted to tease you just a little bit.
I mean, I can't blame you. Apparently it's fun.
Can't confirm.
Okay. I think I want to go with the name Lorenzo.
Lorenzo. All right. Pronouns?
He, him.
Tell me about Lorenzo.
I think he is someone that she was probably introduced to, like, after being brought to the city. So I was kind of in the same, like, circles as I am.
Mm-hmm. So noble?
Yeah.
Do you know what house? Your house or a different one?
I'm kind of leaning towards it being same house.
Bastion it is. Natural born noble, or did he get there through the same route you're going?
I think natural born.
All right. So definitely has a mask and has the right to the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were introduced. You're in the same sort of noble circles. Was it at a party? Was it at a tea?
I think at a party.
At a ball?
Yeah.
Did you dance for like three dances together in a row?
Oh gosh, sure.
Oh god, you're practically married.
I know, right? Still was not beat by record for doing that with any character, but
the scandal.
Uh huh.
Anything else I should know about Lorenzo? Like business he's in, or what he does this time?
I'm not sure off the top of my head at the moment.
Anything he's particularly good at? Is he a writer or a, does he duel? An artist? Or is he just kind of an idle noble?
I could see artist.
Okay. Anything in particular or just, we'll come back to it?
We can come back to it.
All right. What does Lorenzo look like?
Oh, no.
Yes, you must describe how beautiful your lover is. A summer's evening at Farmore Temperate.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say Ben Barnes?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
That's the description. And I will not begrudge you that.
I mean, I have only been in love with that man since Chronicles of Narnia. So.
Fair and valid. Do you have three attractive traits for Lorenzo?
I did open my firebrand specifically for this purpose. So, I think I want to go charming, confident, and what do I want for my third one?
You don't need a third one if you don't want to.
Yeah. We can go charming and confident then.
All right, cool. I was just doing the three attractive traits because that's the firebrands thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How are you wooing Lorenzo?
I feel like it's probably through noble bullshit, so.
So what?
Trying to decide if it's consort or sway.
Are you lying to him and putting up a false front to make him like you?
Don't think so. So maybe consort.
Maybe.
Okay. Consort. Fortune roll. Zero. No bonus dice. Five.
Two ticks. Wow, everyone got two ticks but Peter.
That seems on par for John Constantine.
It's just a slow burn. Eventually, you know what? We'll be soulmates. It'll be great. Most powerful force in the multiverse.
We'll see about that.
What size clock is these again?
These are a 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And you can mark it as flirting with Lorenzo, wooing Lorenzo, courting Lorenzo, however you like to phrase it.
Okay.
Now, let's figure out bonds. I believe each playbook has different bonds questions, which is interesting for a Blades in the Dark game. I don't think I've ever seen another Blades in the Dark game that does that.
Nope, this is the first time I've seen bonds in a Blades game, for sure.
It's very PBTA.
Yeah. Which
I'm into it, though.
Yeah, I don't dislike it. I think it'll be a very interesting way to see how your relationships have already stacked up. Mm-hmm. So who would like to do their bonds first?
I need to find them.
I can go first since I have them open.
Brilliant.
I can also do mine.
Oh, all right.
Let's start with Saint.
All right. I have some interesting ones. I kind of wish they'd done the bonds after we at least named our characters.
Yeah.
I think names might be
name first.
I think we should do names here.
The order is usually like you do vices and then like your name look and everything like that. Bonds, putting bonds there is a little bit of an awkward thing. I have my character's name.
Great. Brilliant.
Yeah. Her name is Teresa, Theresa. She uses she, they pronouns.
Okay. Last name?
She does not have one.
Oh. Does she just use like the village she comes from or?
Yeah. It would be one of those things where technically her last name would probably be something like Bawa or something like that, where it's like your last name is Farmer.
Or you could have like a place last name that was pretty common, like the town that you're from.
Yeah, nobody here knows it. She's not going to use it. She was a mercenary, so it really didn't matter once she went to war. So yeah, she's just Teresa. I think she has an alias that she got like on the streets because she has a bad reputation, but I don't know what that is yet.
No idea. Okay, you don't know what your alias is yet.
Yeah.
All right, something to think about for later. And what does Teresa look like?
One moment as I write down that I have a bad reputation to uphold.
So Sophia likes bad girls.
She sure does. She sure does. Let's see, look-wise. I think a big part of it, because being a Bravo, a big part of it's the hat. It's the hat. I think the hat that she has, it's like wide-brimmed flat cap, but like flat on the top.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a red band around it. I don't know hat terms too well, like belts, basically.
Like a hat band.
Yeah, like a hat band. No feathers in it, interestingly enough, unlike a lot of the other Bravos that are around here. She has, she wears a long coat, that has like, it's patterned at the bottom of it. It's got these like gold inlay patterns, that when you swirl your coat around, it looks really cool. Got a couple of belts, you know, got to have them for your scabbards and such. And I think like there's a red cravat with a like, not like a tie pin, but like, what are those called?
Cravat pin?
Yeah. To pull it all together. It's like made of silver. Thigh high black boots. And she has, because apparently I just have characters that have golden eyes as a thing. She's got golden eyes. white hair and golden eyes.
White hair.
Yeah. White hair, golden eyes, and red lipstick.
Does Teresa have a fancy for cosmetics? Or is it just lipstick?
I think she acquired it as becoming a Bravo. It was one of those things where it's like, the house expects a certain look, a certain upkeep to be had, and so she picked it up. Like, it's kind of minimalistic. She keeps it minimalistic because, you know, she was a soldier. That kind of thing runs off in battle, but what the house expects, the house gets.
Fair enough. All right, anything else I should know about Teresa?
I don't think so. I think I will keep my, you know, what her swords look like and stuff like that when we get to the table.
Yes, so get that good reveal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it. All right, yeah, think about your alias.
Yeah.
All right, who wants to go next? I know Peter said that they were ready.
I am also ready, yes.
Okay, yeah, let's do you then. What is your character's name?
Samael Ignis.
Oh lord, that's a name.
It sure is.
Nothing, absolutely.
To be clear, Samael, first name, last name Ignis. Enzo gave me the last name Ignis because I am a hothead. And he thought
not for your propensions to burn things down. Okay.
It's a bit of both. I specialize in fire magic.
Of course you do. Why wouldn't you, honestly?
Right?
Pronouns?
He, they.
He, they. Okay.
And I'm split on the alias. I can't decide. I have two options. I can either go Veneficus or Magus.
A little on the nose to name yourself Magus, isn't it? You can do what you want, but
I think that the urchins called him that as a little bit, just makes more sense, as a little bit like snidely, not, and he was just like, you know what, fine, I'll stick to that. That's a great name. It is you who call me that.
Zyra rolls her eyes every single time you call yourself that, for sure. All right, and what is your look for the nice people at home?
Short blonde hair, clean shaven, 6'2". It's not a trench coat, but it looks like one, but there's more pouches on the inside where I store all my gear, basically. And otherwise, I look extremely nondescript. Like, you could not pick me out of a crowd.
Interesting. Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. The 6'2" is really the most important part.
I mean, okay.
Just to be clear.
Yes. I am broadcasting that I can wall-eam people.
Exactly.
Although, 6'2" really isn't all that nondescript, if you think about it.
No, it's everything else that's nondescript.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is just slouch, and that problem gets fixed.
I guess if it worked for Christopher Reeve.
Exactly. When there's a reason the 6'2" is separate from the nondescript.
Lovely. All right, Estania or Kelsey, have you figured out names, alias, looks?
Yes. I can go?
Yeah, sure, let's go.
Okay, so I am playing Vivienne Auclair. Her alias is Soleil, which means sun.
Perfect.
Which is why Rowan calls her their little son.
Mm-hmm.
As far as her appearance, her pronouns
Okay, perfect.
She has femme fatale energy. She has sort of like loose, curly blonde hair, bright eyes. Somewhere in between like gray and blue and maybe a little bit of green. Like there's just like kind of stormy eyed, I guess is the right thing. Very curvaceous. Probably not that tall, but I wouldn't say she's exceptionally short, but she is kind of like on the shorter side. I think her appearance, like her clothing choice, is pretty malleable because being a spy means that you have to take on a bunch of different roles. So she is as at home in a beautiful gown as she would be in, like, I don't know, were trousers a thing back then or was whatever?
Yeah. Hose.
Yeah, like hose and a cape with a hood, that sort of thing. So I feel like her clothing choice is really going to depend on the situation.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Is there anything else I should know about Vivienne?
I don't believe so.
Great.
Before you move on, sorry, I figured out Teresa's alias.
Oh yes, please.
It's Gauntlet.
Interesting.
Teresa is a bit aggressive when it comes to issuing challenges.
Oh boy. Can't wait to see that in action.
Don't be within striking range if she issues a challenge to you.
Yeah.
Oh, also, this is a question for everybody. Would you prefer to be called by your character's name or your character's alias?
I think Samael prefers their name.
Okay.
But on jobs, they do prefer alias.
Okay.
Use my character's name. It's there for a reason, is what Teresa would tell you. Use my name. It's there for a reason. Just because people call me Gauntlet doesn't mean you should.
It's Gauntlet kind of an insult because you throw them so often.
Yeah, kind of a little bit. It's more with the aggression of it. Like, cause she doesn't do it that often because like she doesn't have the weight of the house behind her. So she's like, I got to be careful about this. But, you know. If somebody's going to offend you enough where the gauntlet is thrown, they should feel it.
I think Samael doesn't like getting into fights, so they're like, yeah, call me the mages when we're on a job because that name alone carries weight. Even if maybe I don't. So call me that and maybe people will fear me a little bit more than they probably should. And then I don't have to fight people.
Ah, yes. Letting the reputation precede you.
Exactly. They've definitely spread some rumors about the mages.
I do think, and obviously, I'm very curious to hear what Kelsey has come up with, but just real quick. I do believe Vivienne goes by Soleil on the job, or whenever she's trying to hide her identity. I feel like friends call her Vivi.
Vivi. Oh, I love that.
You can choose when we play. Are we friends? Do you call me Vivi? We'll find out.
All right, Kelsey. Yep. Last but certainly not least, please give us your character's name and description.
Okay. Yeah, her real name would be Fia Leslie. I haven't decided her alias yet. I'm trying to find the right thing, but it has something to do with more of a reference to her the other side of her heritage.
Fia Leslie, lovely.
I'm gonna run out of Irish names here at some point. I have used so many.
So it's Granuel, or
granted, my own name is also Irish, but. I don't want to use my name.
All right, Fia. You said you don't have an alias yet, but what do you look like?
Oh gosh, I haven't done a redhead in a while. So.
I mean, you're more than welcome to.
So, we're going to go with red hair, a bit of freckles across her face. Blue eyes, just for the sake of the rarity of that combination. Mm-hmm. Very generally well dressed and poised and just carries herself the way a noble should.
Mm-hmm. Fashionable?
Yes. I assume? Yes.
All right. Anything else I should know about Fia?
I can't think of it at the moment.
All right. If anything else comes to mind, please don't hesitate to let me know.
Yep, yep.
All right, so we have our names, most of our aliases, and our looks. Now, we do the bonds. Saint, I believe you wanted to go first here.
I did have it open, and I suppose we'll do indulgences after this.
Yes, yes, we will.
Excellent. None of y'all can fight worth shit is not one of my bonds.
You know, I know which one you're getting.
How dare you? I'm very good at stabbing when no one sees me coming. Uh-huh. It's literally, I have 3 pips and skulk. I will shank a bitch.
No, I got 3 pips in channel. Fucking fight me.
I also have 3 pips in channel.
I will literally fight you. I have three pips in skirmish.
Here's
I will literally
the thing. Fight you. You would try, but I get to act first, and I would just stab you in the kidney, and we'd be done.
If we all kill each other, we don't have a game.
Stangard, you started this.
Yeah.
Don't burn the city down. You'll never be prince.
I do have blank considers me their competition. No matter the game, I will win it. So that's definitely a thing. God, I don't consider any of you to be my you consider me to be your competition. I don't know if any of you consider me to be your competition. I don't do the same thing any of y'all do. Let's see. Ooh, this is good. Because this is going to get right at the heart of your character, Peter. Samael lacks my flair and panache. They will learn it in time.
Well, yeah, no, I'm definitely giving you this one.
Oh, Samael, you don't understand.
I wasn't sure which one to give Teresa, but now I know. Now I know.
We have Vivian or Solier. And Kelsey, how do you say your character's name again?
Fia.
Fia. Okay, cool.
Like the car, but you just trail off.
Kia, but with an F.
Y'all can't see it, but I'm shaking my head at you.
I think Vivi, mm-hmm. Solier, my armor is thick, but you still see the gaps.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then, because I feel like this works for someone who's half fey, despite my obvious grace and skill, Fia still is not impressed. I will win them yet.
All right. Done and done. Who wants to go next? Or shall we just go down the playbooks?
I'm happy to go next and would be going down the playbooks anyway, so. Teresa's the one I'd want to pull me out if my cover's ever blown.
Aww.
Thanks.
I'm watching Samael. I'm watching Samael for someone else in the house. I don't know why, but they insisted.
Ooh, that's going to go well with mine.
And then I'm a little bit torn for Fia. The two that I'm torn between is my job is hiding my true self. Fia sees me anyway. I'm not sure what pips you have. I know you have channel. I wonder, do you have any study or survey?
I do have one each in study and survey.
So that could work. I think I'm going to go with that one for you.
Okay. Which one?
My job is hiding my true self. Fia sees me anyway. Have a hard time hiding from Fia. At least socially.
Yeah. All right, our knack.
Yo. I need Fia to keep me grounded. She reminds me I'm still human.
Aww.
We say, how much of that is cute and how much of that is word?
Not a compliment.
Yeah, how much of it is cute and how much of it is we are driving each other nuts?
Or you're not human and you being around reminds me that I very much am.
Yeah. Vivian has seen my magic go awry. I think she mistrusts my talent.
Oh, maybe a little. Maybe just a little.
I'm keeping my eye on you. Don't worry about it.
Jealousy does not become Teresa, but still she covets my power.
Your power? Oh, no. No, sir.
Look, it's okay that you're jealous. It's fine.
Oh, God.
Green isn't a good look on you, but it's okay.
Why don't you just go? Why don't you just go and do your little street tricks again? I'm sure that'll impress some children.
I love this already.
Peter's character just out here making everyone dislike them.
I am the glue that holds the party together.
Are you?
Yes, you all have a shared enemy.
Excuse me.
We're supposed to be working together, right?
Excuse me. This is banter. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm the one that gets made fun of, so that way you don't make fun of each other. It's a very important role.
All right, and last but not least, our kiss.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which of these would fit y'all?
Oh god, these families are real good.
They're very interesting.
They are. I'm trying to figure out who they would fit, though.
You can always ask if something feels close, but not quite.
True.
Or if you're drawn to a question, be like, who feels like they would fill this best? Mm-hmm.
Who would like to be blank?
I do like the when I feel that I am all lies and magic, blank reminds me that I am also human.
That feels like Teresa to me.
Teresa is the least magical person in this coterie.
I'm also not magic, though.
True, but you're trying to date a fae.
It's not my fault that they're hot.
I mean, we are. It's true.
I'm not blaming you.
I'm just saying that doesn't make me magical.
Not yet.
Would you like some magic in you? I mean, what?
See? What did I say?
I could see that for Teresa, if that works for you, Saint.
That totally works. Look, I am the most honest person in this crew by virtue of the fact that I cannot sway to save my life.
I don't have any... Oh, no, I have 2 points. I was thinking of command. Never mind. Yeah, I am.
You're a goddamn con artist and you know it.
Me?
No.
I resemble that remark.
Yes, you do.
How uncouth.
None
of you are the couth.
Kelsey, I would be happy being either of your last two bonds on your list.
Ooh,
either
yes.
One, I think, would be good.
I was kind of leading the second to last one just because the shine works with your name so well.
Yes, it does. And I feel like that's part of where she gets her name, her pseudonym from.
Yeah, so I'm willing to go for Among the City of Deceit. Vivian's heart shines like a beacon. I will bask in that glow.
Aww.
And, what do
we... Take your pick. I can fit any of those.
Steal from Peter.
I was leaning to stealing from Peter.
Samael walking around with this old archaeological history book. And Fia's just like, what you looking at? What's he looking at? You thinking of going on a dig? Anything interesting you're looking at?
Anything you shouldn't have that I can take back from you?
Mind if I have your pronouns? Thanks.
Amazing.
I'm not going to get fooled by that one again. Took me forever to get them back last time.
Samael said now to find this helmet, and Fia's just like, nope, I'm taking that.
Yep. It's like, I am doing this for your own good. Give it.
Maybe there'll be an artifact stolen from the Deathless Tomb that needs recovering. Who knows? Not me. I don't know anything.
Yeah, I will go for Samuel will claim a great treasure of the old world, and I will steal it from them.
No, I can't wait to find a mirror or a helmet or something fun like that.
Fun.
I love how the vibe is probably supposed to be more like a little bit more tricksy, and then with here it's just a bit more like, no, I do not trust you with that.
On the list of people who are allowed ancient artifacts, you're not on it.
Yep. That does not end well for anybody. Give it back.
Literally anyone else, please. All right.
I love how everybody is just like spying on me, and I'm just there like, why is everybody looking at me?
You know why. You know what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so bombs are done. That means we just have your way of distressing. We need to figure out your vices / your whatever they're called in this game.
Indulgences. Not to be confused with the other kind of indulgences.
Yeah, no, the graces in this game don't make you buy your way into heaven.
You know, bummer. I wrote a bunch of theses about that. I'm going to put them on the top of the door.
Really? Teresa wrote a thesis?
A whole, not just one, 95 of them, in fact.
Blown away.
Amazing.
I don't know if Teresa can read.
Maybe she's getting reading lessons.
From Sophia, yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh gosh, that's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for Therese to look over Samuel's shoulder and be like, oh, should I recognize that word? Samuel's just like, which word?
That one. See, it's next to the picture.
I know my indulgence.
Mm-hmm.
Suajin runs the tavern that I frequent in Stupor and Pleasure.
Ah, Stupor and Pleasure. Give me just a second. I was going to look up.
The context for indulgences.
You indulge heavily in drink, is what you do?
Yep.
I see.
You don't have to think about your IRL demons if you drown them.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
I thought you were going to say relatable.
I mean, maybe a little bit. Never mind, I can't find the little section about indulgences, but we all know what indulgences are. We all know that there's a stress meter in this game, and that you need indulgences to
It's page 71.
Though there's not much there, honestly.
Yeah, and then there's a page,
222 has the contacts for indulgences.
Yeah, I saw that one. No, fuck it, we all know what the indulgences are. We know what how stress works in Forged in the Dark games. Stress is a resource that you can use to push yourself to get more die or to resist the consequences of a bad roll. And in order to get that stress down after a job, you gotta have a vice or an indulgence in this game. And you gotta have a contact for it. So you, Peter, you said you have Stupor and Pleasure?
Yep.
You go to a tavern, you drink your feelings.
Yep. So Agent knows me well.
What is the name of the tavern?
You know what? I don't think it has a name. I think it's one of those hole-in-the-wall taverns.
Is it just...
The ones where it's like, you either know it or you don't. The password Swordfish.
The new tavern. Or the old tavern.
Damn, I love the bar with no name.
Yeah, it's literally all it is. Like, it's literally just a bar with no name.
No standard either?
No standards. How do you think I get in?
There's a horse there, too.
Oh, it also has a name.
Boo.
What district is this? Is the tavern with no name in? I feel like it's probably the Twist or something, but
yeah, probably.
All right, we'll say it's in the Twist. Okay. Does anyone else know their indulgence off the top of their head?
I actually do now. Yeah? It's really because it was like now I was like, I'm not sure if she knows how to read, but now I'm kind of full in on that. I kind of like that. I have an obligation. I go to school.
Oh, no, I love that. Okay. Tell me about the headmaster or your tutor or something.
Yeah, I think it's a tutor because it's not Sophia, despite the fact that she helps me. Let's see. Who could it be? Who would be an interesting person? I think. Oh, his name is Alonzo.
Alonzo.
Indeed. His name is Alonzo. He is a in his. This is not his day job, is what I will say. Mm-hmm. He does this on the side. I think during the day he works for the broadsheets. Like he's a newspaper editor, which is fun. yeah, he's a newspaper editor, and he tutors me on things you learn in school. You know, getting a proper education and all that.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because you didn't get a proper one in the military or in your little village.
Right. No.
And you gotta at least be able to read if you're gonna be a noble, work for a noble house.
Exactly.
All right, pronouns for Alonzo?
He, him.
And I forgot, Peter, what is Swagen's pronouns?
She, they.
She, they.
Also, I like to think that Samael now walks around with books explicitly not in the language, just to fuck with Teresa.
It's so mean.
Walking around with a book in Aramaic.
That is steps to being cruel. God damn. Teresa, where do you meet Alonzo?
The banks. Actually, no. The university, because that would make more sense.
Mm. Does Alonzo rent out a room there, or?
Yeah, he rents out a room.
Okay. Rents out a study carrel in the library or something?
Yeah.
Aw. Okay, Senior Kelsey.
These are hard.
Mm-hmm. Coming up with a good vice is always a trick.
Especially because I want to try to pick something that's going to get me into trouble.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is why I chose the vice of, this can't stop me, I can't read.
Oh gosh, I'm going to have to make sure to put stuff in books and
a big sign that says "Beware, do not enter," and then Teresa just barges on in.
Yep. Close.
I was just like, "No, I'll stay here. You go ahead. I'll watch."
This it feels like you're goading me. I don't like that.
That's the actual power that Teresa's jealous of.
Someone or the ability to read.
To read.
Yeah. Oh gosh, now I'm just picturing Sophia reading to Teresa.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. I'm intrigued by the Nightingale. Do we know anything more about them?
I don't remember reading anything else about them in anywhere else in the book, so we get to come up with everything about them.
They're an impossibly old spirit in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to make that interesting. Or, like, compelling, I should say. Because it's already interesting, but how do I make it compelling?
They could be a fae of some kind, or a being that's been around since the Ilrin was formed after it threw off the yoke of the Empire.
I guess I don't know how to turn it into an interesting vice, though. Yeah. Like, it's an interesting concept, but how do I vice this?
For the indulgence for arcane, it says you experiment with arcane ingredients, forbidden rituals, or contact with the creatures that haunt the shadows of Ilrien. So I don't know if that helps.
Do you let them possess you?
No, that's boring. I did that once.
I know. That's why I asked.
Do they give you special ingredients to help you see beyond the weave.
Hmm. I don't know that that suits Vivi. I might tack away from that. I'm intrigued by the concept, but I don't see how it works for her.
Fair.
I'm composing a history. This is my best witness.
It could be Fae secrets or
I mean, I did come to the city as a performer. I would love to do something focused around that.
Okay.
What if I perform for the spirits in the garden?
I like that.
I do weird arcane performances. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so you're
so it's partially arcane's obligation.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, performing for the spirits.
Performing for the spirits in the garden, and I think we will make the nightingale my purveyor.
All right. Does the nightingale have pronouns?
The nightingale is beyond pronouns. Any right. will do.
Brilliant. Oh, I'm definitely going to want to see what one of those performances looks like when we get there.
I'm excited for that too.
That'd be so good.
I don't know. I only have one die.
Yeah, Kelsey, are you ready to indulge?
Mm-hmm.
Indulge thyself.
Mm-hmm. It lists theater and stuff under pleasure, but then lists the vice purveyors for that under luxury. It's confusing me.
It can be both. Yeah. It depends on whether you're there to be seen or whether you're there to enjoy the performance.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I think we're going to go with the opera, but under pleasure, because I think she does legitimately enjoy it.
Okay. The opera house. Mm-hmm. Are they talking about us?
Well, none of us are bumping into each other doing our indulgences.
Yeah, tell I guess you that.
No.
I mean, that does seem like it would track for this.
I mean, y'all are a motley crew.
I could see taking Faye to one of the spirit performances, though.
Hmm.
Like, I feel like that's not too disparate.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the rest you need an education, so.
Yeah, I got that already.
I mean, Samael, if you want to take me drinking, I won't say no.
Yeah, your teacher is busy and you're just like, I have nothing to do. And it's like, all right.
Yeah. How about a night on the town? And when you get so in a bar fight,
this place, and I will set you on fire.
If we get in a bar fight, I can actually do something, unlike you, cowering under a table.
Listen, fire and alcohol go really well together.
No, that's how you burn down the bar.
You when you're fighting somebody else.
Stop. This is why I deal with all of these things, and you don't get into fights when you get drunk by yourself.
This is why we don't vice together anymore.
If you burn down the city, your house can't become the top one. It's just how it works.
This is how you do it. You get in a standoff with somebody, and you're like about to start doing magic stuff, and I just hit you in the back of the head and knock you out, and just like, it's all solved, everybody, and I take you out.
I will take this one to the city watch. You all have a good day.
Have a good night, citizens.
Is your opera in the theater district, Kelsey? Or is it in something more a little bit more unorthodox?
I feel like it's probably in the theater district.
Okay. Do you have Giovanni's pronouns?
Let's go he, him.
All right. And I believe that is everything that I need from you right now. That looks like a crew to me.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see what I can, what hoops I can make y'all jump through.
I'm very excited for this too.
Yeah, no, this is going to be fun.
This is a very, very fun crew.
I'm very excited to see how we become ride or die.
Yeah, because y'all have at least done a couple of jobs together. You're a retinue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, seeing how you guys go from thrashing at one another to having each other's backs. I'm going to have to be mean to you guys.
Oh, you want to be mean to the person with a bad reputation?
Corey doesn't give a damn about your bad reputation.
No.
Boo!
I'm very curious the errands that the house is going to try sending us on. That's what I'm curious about.
I'm also very curious. I'm curious about a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this is going to depend on what season I start y'all out in.
I really, really, really want to know what the other house rankings are.
Well, I guess you're just going to have to listen to the GM episode, aren't you?
That sounds like work.
I mean, it would be, yeah.
I want to be there, also, but I know I can't.
Also, I think I decided on an alias here.
Oh, you did?
I think so.
What is your alias?
I'm trying to figure if this is pronounced like Shyla or Shayla. I've seen it both. I like the sound of Shyla better, though, so I'm going to go with that. And did I pick it because it means from the fairy palace? Yes.
That is entirely acceptable. Shyla. All right.
Actual cannibal?
Oh, no.
No.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Because... But now that Estani's wooing a fae, I guess I'm going to have to use an Irish accent. Sorry, Peter.
No, it's fine. I'll just rewatch the episodes of John Constantine and them.
They don't have to have an Irish accent. It's okay.
Oh, but...
No, they do.
They have to, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to complain. I like your Irish accent. Corey but does a I'm just very saying they good don't Irish have
accent.
To. I know.
Oh, y'all flatter me. But thank you all for this. I'm of very course. Excited to get this started.
Yeah.
And that's our characters. Phew. Thank you so much for listening to our Court of Blades arc with our lovely guests, Saintgard and Estani. Estani can be found at Estani, A-S-T-E-Y-N-I, on both Twitter and Twitch, where you can find her playing a variety of games Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern. Saintgard can be found at Saintgardly on Twitter, and on her Twitch channel Friday through Monday, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific. Thank you to Navi and Sean Drake for this wonderful little game. We're having a blast so far. You can get a copy of your own on their Itch storefront at coupleofdrakes.itch.io. Thank you once again to 8ER41 on Pixabay for our intro and outro music. As for Kelsey, Peter, and I, all of our information is in the description below. And you can find the podcast at RollWithItAP on most platforms, including on Tumblr and eventually on Facebook. Tune in next time for the GM turn, as I finish setting up the dominoes so my lovely cast can knock them down. Until then, whether the dice are coming up nat ones or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, don't forget to just roll with it.